Making the workday a little more entertaining.
Floppity flop flop flop.
It's Zoe and the Beetle on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
What you watching tonight? That is the question. It's Zolak and Bertrand. We have nine people here to do the show today. We got me, Hardy. We got Adam Jones. We got Christian Arcan. I see Chuck McCown back there. Tim McCone. Tim McCone is here.
It's Josh McCown. That's quarterback of the Jets. Josh McCown.
Felger called him Chuck McCone. Chuck McCone. That's what he called him for a while. We got T-Bone. We got Louth. Wallach still hanging around because Wallach is unable or unwilling to sign off that computer in a timely fashion. It's been that way for years. It's not going to change today. And I just got a Sarge salute from John Wallach. All right. We're off and running. Whoo! Super Bowl rematch tonight, Jones. This is it. This is the game that everybody had circled.
Yeah.
The Super Bowl rematch.
Don't get mad. Get even. Don't get mad. Don't dwell on the past. It's time to get even tonight. I think the Eagles know. The Eagles fear it a little bit. They're like, yeah, we got them. We got them in February. But tonight's really for all the marbles.
And it just makes you think, when's the rubber match? You know?
Yep.
How does that come up on the schedule? When is that? And I'm not.
Yeah, one win is kind of an outlier, but a couple wins in a row, now you got the beginning of a trend line. So the Patriots want to avoid that tonight, I think.
It is fascinating to me that, A, nobody feels that way, that this is any kind of a Super Bowl rematch. You would think somebody would attach themselves to that notion and try and sell themselves on the fact that this is some kind of, except for one person from the Philadelphia Eagles. And Lane Johnson keeps talking about how, you know, he's expecting the hostile territory. He's literally the only one talking about this game like it has any importance to anyone.
Mm, I put some stake in this game tonight. Do you not?
No.
Nothing?
Nothing.
Why not? It's the quarterback who shredded you in the Super... Foles is playing tonight, I think.
Okay.
Like,
how long?
I don't know, a quarter, but for that quarter, I'll put a stock in it. When it's the backup quarterback out there, then, you know, I'd like for him not to do anything against the Patriots, but it's the team you just lost to in the Super Bowl.
Okay.
Against the quarterback that just ate you up, who, by the way, was a backup, which is embarrassing to lose to a backup on the world's biggest stage. It is. I'm sorry. Yeah, I put some stock in it, especially when the first team defense didn't look good last week. I'm not saying it's Super Bowl 52.5. I'm not saying it's for all the marbles. I'm not saying tonight the Patriots can get that sixth ring. None of that. You can't make up for what happened in February. You choked and your coach screwed up. So you can't make up for any of that. But I don't know. I'd like them to take the game a little seriously when their starters are out there against the quarterback who just turned them into a laughingstock. Yeah.
For those series and for those quarters, sure. But, you know, a football game lasts 60 minutes.
Sure.
And this is...
I'm not hung up on the outcome. Is that what you're saying? I'm not wagering. I'm not dropping 10 to 15K on it. That's not me.
It's not figure skating. Yes, you're not just there to watch something happen. It's not a sunset. Yes. I mean, there's going to be a score at the end of it.
Yeah.
People think that this has something to do with something else, and it doesn't.
I'm not fixated
it's
on
exhibition.
The
exhibition.
I'm not fixated on the final score.
It's glorified practice.
I am fixated on, okay, fine, it's a glorified practice. I'd like to see them practice well against the team that embarrassed them in the Super Bowl. I don't know. Why is that so much to ask?
It's
like,
not,
just it, go out there and take it seriously.
It's not too much to ask of them, but it's too much to ask, I think, of Patriots fans to get all up in Lane Johnson or anyone else's business because of what he's been talking about or saying after the Super Bowl. And look, you go down to these games. You're at these preseason games. There are as many people walking the concourse as there are in the stands. it's a scene, man. It's just a, it's, yeah, it's a, it's a, an opportunity.
The Eagles fans are going to have their hoagies out there and their, their water ice in their Eagles jerseys.
And don't get me wrong. Look, of course I'm watching tonight. Everybody's going to watch tonight and anybody who goes is going to have a phenomenal time.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not as much about the football tonight as it is just being out in the nice weather and going to Gillette and like, oh, look at that. There's Tom Brady down there. Yeah, I threw a pass on the sideline. Cool. It's just something to like go hang out and kind of.
So most of the time I agree. Isn't it a little different when it's a team you lost the Super Bowl to?
No, like because last, the game like doesn't
last
count.
Last week I go, yeah, the Redskins. Like, oh, the weather is nice. And boy, yeah, this is fun. And oh, there's Tom Brady standing on the sidelines. Tonight, you don't look at Nick Foles and you're like, that's the guy who can actually catch, unlike Tom Brady. And, oh, that's the quarterback who went out and executed and won the game, unlike Tom Brady. That's the guy who won the Super Bowl last year. You don't make that association?
It's my problem with the entire preseason. They don't care if they win.
Again, generally, I'd agree with that. You don't normally face the team you just choked against in the Super Bowl. Like, that doesn't normally happen, especially here.
Choked.
It got embarrassed by.
Embarrassed?
Yes. They lost to a backup quarterback, Hardy.
Yeah, but he played really well.
So what?
Christian Arcand is here, too.
Hey, Hardy.
And look, before we get too far down this road, I want Christian I want to afford him the opportunity to tell us what he has his eyes on tonight. Because there will be...
All eyes on me.
Oh, right. Yeah.
That's right. That's it? That's all we get? A second and a half?
All eyes on me.
Need a heavy radio edit.
Which version did you pull, T-Bone? We got to be careful. So we'll have what you got your eyes on for the remainder of this segment. We got to keep things moving today.
Mm-hmm.
So much to get to.
Oh, a lot, yeah.
Shark attacks. We got we got your thoughts on Drew Pomeranz and Jackie Bradley Jr. We got to get to coming up at 11 o'clock.
Don't shortchange your thoughts.
Very few coming up at 11 o'clock. What you got your peepers peeled for?
Yeah, I think that's
in this game tonight.
I think it's smart to save the peepers segment for an hour. Like, let's kind of build up to that.
Let's. It's a slow burn.
Yep. Yeah.
And
yeah.
Coming up at noon, we'll do On the Lookout.
Okay.
What you on the lookout for? Finally, at 1 o'clock, what to watch for? All Patriots Eagles preseason game.
I feel
tonight.
Like that's a good one for the four. We're kind of mailing it in at that point. I think what to watch for is a good one to save for then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Much different segment than peepers peeled.
I disagree. Well, yeah. I think what to watch for is going to be the big one. That's the money segment.
You think
right
that's well, the build up?
Oh, definitely.
Well, okay. Save your best stuff for them. But
I will.
For right now, Arcan, do you have your eyes on a Super Bowl rematch tonight with a couple of teams out there trying to prove something? Or do they view this the way that I view it, which is like that glorified practice going to go out there and it just so happens to be against the team that we lost to in the Super Bowl?
I'm sort of on the latter. Jones and I argued about this last night. I sort of figure that, you know, I want to see how the first team defense looks because they look terrible against Washington. I think that's something to keep an eye on.
Another backup, by the way.
Yeah, another backup. That's true. You want to see how Brady looks, obviously. You want to see if there's any chemistry with any of these receivers out there. You want to see if he gets frustrated and punts the ball into the stands, things like that. I mean, I'm not really expecting to glean too much from this game or any preseason game for that matter, but I think that there's certainly some things here that going into this season and preseason, Patriots fans are rightly concerned about. You want to see if any of that got better.
You know what you should have on your checklist tonight? Like, you know, Brady, right, his body language, the defense, can they play, among other things. You know what I'd start with? Arcan brought this up last night. You know what I'd like, Hardy?
Just any time there's a preamble of more than 4 seconds. I know that there's some dripping
nope.
with sarcasm
no,
statement
me.
Coming.
Not me.
So I start laughing already.
You know what?
No. What, in addition to Tom Brady's body language and his chemistry with the receivers, what should we be, what are we doing right now? What should we have our eyes on tonight?
I have my eyes, Hardy. I have them squarely Clockwork Orange style on whether or not Bill Belichick can actually start his best players. Like, could you do that, Bill? Like, did you learn anything in the offseason, Bill? Stephon Gilmore, are you going to start him? Or is it like a package thing? Do you look at the Eagles and say, they don't really match up? Alshon Jeffrey's not playing. We're going to sit down Stephon Gilmore. Maybe play him a snap on special teams. Like, maybe check that off, too. Let's see if Bill kind of looked back at his massive, embarrassing mistake. Let's see if he looked back and learned anything, really went soul-searching in the offseason, and if he can bring himself to play all of his best players on defense. Would that be too much to ask tonight, Bill? I'll start with that. That's somewhere on my list, too.
So you're going to have your eyes on the starting cornerbacks.
I got the binoculars out, ready to go. All right, Gilmore's out there. Okay, good. Check that one off. Yep. Yeah.
And how long they actually play. But here's the problem. And this is the problem with all these preseason, these cockamamie preseason games. All four of them. Especially the first one and the fourth one. You want to play two?
Well, tonight's two, so I don't see your problem. Tonight's number two. Tonight's a big one. By your definition, tonight's a big one.
The second most important one.
Yeah. Right?
That's right. The second most important of the least important games of any kind you will watch all year in any sport.
So they are the least important. Preseason are the least important on the schedule. Are they meaningless?
Yes.
Okay, well then what are we doing here? Let's talk some Bruins then.
No, meaningless.
When's our canon segment?
Absolutely not. I've got my eyes on a lot of stuff tonight.
You just said it's meaningless. So what's the point?
You said it is meaningful in terms of the Patriots Eagles dynamic. And in that regard, it is meaningless.
No, it's not. The last time we saw them, they got shredded by this guy. Are they any better? Like, could they take it a little more seriously than their coach showing up to a basketball game on a Wednesday? Could you maybe focus this time instead of taking the week off like Bill did last year to go watch Jimmy Butler on a Wednesday or benching one of your best players on defense leading up to the Super Bowl? Take it a little more seriously.
As long as all the starters are out there, and you got to believe if Nick Foles is out there, then the starting offense is out there, right?
Sure.
You might throw a backup in. Who's Nick Foles' backup?
That would be Nate Sudfeld.
Thank you very much.
Brother of Zach Sudfeld.
All right.
Of Patriots preseason fame.
Stud.
Which I think helps make your point,
Studfeld.
Unfortunately.
So whenever Sudfeld comes into the game, you wouldn't necessarily expect to see first-teamers out there. I get it. I know the drill. But you could. You could see first-teamers out there with Sudfeld, but it's not going to be the other way around. You're not going to have Foles, and you're not going to have Brady out there throwing to guys who are on the bubble or, probably not going to make the team. Fine. In that regard, let's see how they play for that long. I'll give you that long.
That's enough. That's all I need.
So that's what Jones has his eyes on.
Yeah. Can you start your top two corners? add that to my list. I want to know if you are capable of starting your best two corners against Philadelphia.
How many games should the preseason be?
Two.
I'm all right with two. Maybe three.
Put me down for two.
And I always trick myself.
Well, you just said there's only two important ones. You just said that. So, but
I want them to be the second and third ones. They have to take away the first and fourth ones.
Yeah. No. If it went to a two-game schedule, you'd need to actually play your guys.
Yeah.
In theory.
Right. Yeah. But you need to play the second and third, not the first and fourth.
That'd be ridiculous. Bye week.
That'd be the worst thing. If they shorten the preseason schedule and they took away the first two and they only played three and four. Oh, worst.
Chaos.
Yeah, that would really make a mockery out of the preseason. That's true.
I don't know how the rest of this show is going to go.
Why?
I really don't.
Why?
I think
we're off to a good start.
We got to do the shark attack. People are so, I'm sure, disappointed. My gut tells me Zoe will call in. My gut tells me Scott Zolak will call in around 10:50.
Well, he's got a real busy day. He can't be here, Hardy, because he's got a lot of prep to do for that game tonight. The delicate geniuses couldn't be bothered to be here. I know you're pulling double duty. I believe Jim Louth is pulling double duty.
Jim Louth is so enamored with his preparation schedule that he has slid over to second chair for the entirety of today's show to get ready for a 4:30 start of the pregame show.
Yeah.
So he needs to settle into that chair for 6+ hours. That's how much he has to do today.
Yep.
Ahead of this game tonight.
Prediction, Zoe's too busy. He won't call in. He's going.
Doing his charts?
Yeah, I think he's working on the Eagles 3 and 4 deep, I think. Yeah. He's kind of game planning for the big broadcast tonight.
Much like Zoe made a prediction about the shark attack, I will make a prediction that Zoe will call in at 10:50 when we talk about that. But we got to talk about Jalen Ramsey before that. He evaluated every quarterback in the NFL. We'll do that next.
Can they be replaced by robots?
Robots?
Doubtful.
I think it's silly. So
I
can talk
I ain't got too much to say, but y'all make sure y'all bring that same energy out here next week and the week after. We going to the Super Bowl and we going to win that bitch. We going to win that bitch. Duval!
See, I always like to factor in the delay here, Jones.
Yeah.
I'm going to say 10:22 right now. Thursday.
Oh, morning. That's how you do it?
Yeah.
Yeah, see, I just read what's on there.
10:22 Thursday morning. Hardy, Adam, Jones, Christian, Arcan, all here on a Patriots pregame for the preseason.
Pre-pregame.
Yeah. Where the actual pregame will be starting at 4:30, and then we'll have the game, the call of the game. Dan Roach, Matt Chatham on the call here tonight on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Ooh.
Zoe and Zoe, what?
It's a nice tie-in with our Shark Attack story.
Because of Chatham?
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah.
Zoe and Sosie be over on the TV side tonight. But there's some other football that we want to talk about here today. And the gentleman we just heard, Jalen Ramsey, was asked, do you know the genesis of this, Jones? Like, who asked him to evaluate every quarterback in the NFL?
It was GQ.
Oh, Gentleman's Quarterly.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
yes,
that's
yes.
Nice.
Yeah, once every 4 years. Or four times a year, excuse me.
Is it still a quarterly publication?
I would imagine. Sure, I don't subscribe.
Okay, I'm gonna check that out. Well, why don't you go ahead and do the segment? Because now I'm gonna go down an internet wormhole.
When I'm paying for Boston Sports Journal and The Athletic and everything, my GQ membership has to go on hold.
It lapsed.
Yeah,
it's monthly now.
Yeah, you gotta cut out somewhere. Well, now that's false advertising.
So GM, we'll call it,
mm-hmm.
Asked him to evaluate all of the quarterbacks in the league. So I thought we'd go down the list, and we'll go with David Lee Roth style. Agree or disagree?
Oh, I like it.
So
thumbs up, thumbs down, if you will.
We'll give you what Jalen Ramsey had to say about each and every quarterback in the league, and then agree or disagree.
Okay.
All right?
Yeah, I like a good bit, a nice creative radio game, yeah.
Josh Allen.
Mm.
Jalen Ramsey said trash.
Yeah, I'd agree. He looked nice in preseason game number one, but I'd agree.
I have no idea. I mean, I haven't seen him yet. So
I haven't seen him yet.
I would say
trash. Agreed.
To be determined.
Incomplete.
No, that's not the game.
Disagree.
The game is not agree, disagree, incomplete. It's agree, disagree.
Disagree. Nice. I is acceptable.
Okay.
I disagree with you.
Oh, you're disagreeing with me.
Yes.
Well, I'm going to give that an incomplete.
This guy is phenomenal. He will say anything about anyone, and not in a... Not in a self-aware way.
No, definitely not.
Not the way that, oh my God. How am I forgetting his name? The Patriot who went to the Packers and then came back to the Patriots.
The Patriot,
and his brother.
Martellus Bennett.
Right. Thank you.
Martellus Bennett.
Yeah. Bennett would say anything, but he was very aware of what he was saying. I don't want to say it was calculated or contrived, but he understood that he was saying things that people don't normally say. I don't think Jalen Ramsey understands.
No, Jalen Ramsey's like, yeah, I'm going to call this guy trash, and it's just, I'm going to go along with my day.
Yes.
And this isn't going to turn into a major poop storm.
And I'm not aware of any consequences of anything based on what anyone says.
Mm-hmm.
You can just say whatever you want, and there will never be any consequences ever.
Right. We're going to go to the Super Bowl. We're going to win this bitch.
Right.
Didn't happen.
Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Tom Brady doesn't suck. Agree or disagree?
I'm going to go with an incomplete there.
See, I disagree because I think doesn't suck doesn't do Tom Brady justice.
I agree with it. He doesn't suck.
I will disagree with the assessment of Tom Brady that he doesn't suck.
You disagree that he doesn't suck?
Yes, because I don't think
ipso
that...
Ipso facto, Tom Brady sucks?
No. Mm. Because there are other quarterbacks on here
He went legal on you.
More praise to. Can we have the caller from yesterday who said, hence... In 5 years, hence, and I couldn't figure out if hence meant the next 5 years or the last 5 years. If I say 5 years hence.
I think that means past.
I thought so, too. But he was talking about 5 years in the future.
Well, I think he's a bit of a Jalen Ramsey.
A fool.
Yeah, I think he's a bit of a Jalen Ramsey there.
And ipso facto is Latin for what?
I don't know.
Okay. Aaron Rodgers. Jalen Ramsey says doesn't suck.
Yeah, I'd agree. He doesn't suck.
Brady.
I'd agree on both.
I disagree. I think Aaron Rodgers is better than doesn't suck.
Okay.
So I disagree with his assessment.
Well, listen to the rest of the list. I feel like doesn't suck is a compliment in a pretty big way. I'd agree.
No, you will find out it is not a compliment.
I think yes. I'll keep going.
He said nicer things about other people.
Aaron Rodgers, Arcan, doesn't suck.
He does not suck. I agree.
You guys. Tyrod Taylor, underrated. I agree.
I actually agree with that too.
I think he's rated just right. I disagree with it.
Underrated doesn't make him good.
No, but I don't think enough people give him credit for as however good he is. I don't think enough people give him credit for being that good.
That's what I'm saying. I don't think he's all that great, but I think he's underappreciated. Yeah, yes. I think he's underrated. Yes. I'd agree with that. Yeah.
I don't think so. I think he's right where he should be. I mean, this guy got replaced by what, Nathan Peterman last year at one point. Like, yeah, he wasn't exactly that makes setting him underrated.
When you're getting replaced by Nathan Peterman, that means you're underrated by your own team.
I don't think he's that good. He's not going to be good this year. I think that he's rated exactly right.
Mariota. Good game manager.
Yeah, so that I'll disagree with. That I'll disagree with. I liked Mariota a lot coming out. He's been atrocious. You and I, Hardy, were on for a very highly rated Patriots post game after that playoff game.
Oh, the one where Beetle got in his big car accident and he couldn't make it in.
Yes.
Even though he was home.
Yeah, we were on for that game. Mariota didn't look so hot. I would disagree that he's a good game manager.
I would disagree with that too.
Yeah, unanimous. I disagree too.
Okay. Garoppolo. I guess you could say he's good. 100% agree.
Oh, I was going to say disagree.
I guess you could say he's good.
I see. If you're going to parse it out.
Five games, six games. I guess you could say he's good.
You could say he's good. I'm going to disagree. But I like
how he's bad.
Why? How do you know? It's seven games. What was that? It's seven games.
Yeah, we're just going to have a Kenan Lowell or a random caller thrown at us periodically throughout the show today.
How do you know? Like, I mean, I guess.
So do you want to give him an incomplete? You want to give him an incomplete?
No, I'm just going to disagree. I don't throw out the incompletes, except for Brady. I don't throw out the incompletes.
I'll agree with that. And I ask you, I guess you could say he's good, better than doesn't suck. Is that on the same level or is that like a step up?
Yeah, see, to me, that sounds like he's giving him too much credit. I guess you could say he's good. Sounds like a better compliment than he doesn't suck.
And I would even agree with that because I do think he's good.
Agree.
I guess.
Okay.
I guess you could say he's good.
Agree.
So I'll even take it a little more positive tone. My original one was, I guess you could say he's good. I'll do it the other way. I guess you could say he's good.
I guess you could say he's good.
I agree with that. Jimmy Garoppolo.
So I disagree that I guess you could say he's good.
All right. These are Jalen Ramsey's quarterback evaluations. Watson, future MVP.
Yeah, disagree. Play more than a month next time. Then make it through a full season. Then we can talk about you being MVP. Deshaun Watson.
MVP.
Yeah, disagree.
I'm going to disagree with
Hard disagree there.
Carson Wentz, future MVP.
As backup won a Super Bowl without him. I don't even know that he's that good. Disagree.
But it's not like saying that.
So by Tom the way, so
it's not like saying Tom Brady won a Super Bowl without Rob Gronkowski. So Rob Gronkowski, but okay,
I don't know. They didn't skip a beat without Wentz. Is he that good or is that a good system? I don't know.
It's a good system, but I think you could put it this way. A few things gone differently. The Patriots could have won the Super Bowl last year. Say if, I don't know, Malcolm Butler had played.
Sure.
Maybe they could have won the Super Bowl.
Yeah, if their coach was game planning instead of watching the Timberwolves game, yeah.
Right. Could they have just that one game, right? Forget about leading up to the playoffs and all that stuff. You put Jimmy Garoppolo in that spot against the Eagles and play Malcolm Butler. Could Jimmy Garoppolo have won that game?
No. I mean, I guess you could say, but no, I don't think so. Is he throwing for 500 yards? He did light up the Jaguars in the regular season. So that was a good defense that he lit up. But
43 points in that game.
But no, I don't think they win the game if Garoppolo's the quarterback. Brady was excellent. Besides the fumble in that game, Brady was great.
All right. I'm going to.
Although maybe Garoppolo would catch that pass.
It's tough because now he's gone from evaluating to predicting. So if you're going to say future MVP, I'm just going to hedge my bets and say disagree, but I would agree that he's very, very good.
I'll agree with that. He had more touchdown passes than Brady last year. Brady was the MVP, and Wentz didn't play the whole season. So I think that's not too far off for him.
Mm. Well, let's do one more here. We'll do the other on the other side, the rest of the list. Goff, average to above average.
I'd probably agree with that. I'd probably agree with that.
Okay, we'll do one more. Dak Prescott. He said, he's good, all right, okay. Good / all right / okay.
Also,
he said all those things about Dak Prescott.
I'd agree with the all right and okay. I was very I was very high on Dak after year one. I still think he's a pretty solid quarterback, but I probably wouldn't go with good. I'll agree with most of that, though.
I would, two out of three, so I'll agree, and I also agree with Goff as, with Goff as average to above average. All right, good. We got through half the list. And we left off right where we'll pick it up with Kirk Cousins, which will be coming up next. This is someone he gives praise to better, more than doesn't suck. Okay? Jalen Ramsey's quarterback evaluations. We'll do the others right after Christian Arcand's Hub headlines here on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
It was GQ.
Oh, Gentleman's Quarterly.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that's nice.
Yeah, once every 4 years.
Sports Hub headlines.
Patriots and the Eagles will take to the field tonight at Gillette in preseason week two, a Super Bowl rematch. Nick Foles expected to make his preseason debut tonight, as is Tom Brady.
How are you feeling health-wise?
I feel good. Thank you. You're really good.
It's on the plan is for you to play tomorrow.
Yep. I mean, I think the plan's always to play. It's whether I do or don't is up to coach, but yeah, I certainly plan on being out there.
Pregame gets going at 4:30 with Gasper and Beadle. Kickoff at 7:30 with Dan Roach and Matt Chatham. They have the call right here on your home for Patriots football, 98.5 The Sports Hub. Red Sox had their five-game win streak snapped last night in Philadelphia, 7-4 your final score. Phillies catcher Wilson Ramos, a pair of RBI doubles. Red Sox finished the road trip 7-2. They're off tonight, but return to Fenway tomorrow night to open up a three-game set with the Rays. Brian Johnson getting the start opposite Ryan Stanek for Tampa. In other baseball news, Atlanta Braves rookie Ronald Acuna Jr., who'd homered in his previous five games, was plunked on the first pitch of the game by Marlins starter Jose Urena, sparking a benches-clearing scuffle. Acuna left the game with an elbow injury. X-rays were negative. Urena was ejected, as was Braves manager Brian Snitker. Yankees GM Brian Cashman told Mike Francesi yesterday the timetable for Aaron Judge's return has been extended beyond the three original weeks, and former Red Sox and current Tiger DH Victor Martinez told reporters he intends to retire at the end of this season after 16 years in the big leagues. Sports Hub headlines brought to you by Nairopi at Cardi's Furniture and Mattresses, introducing Nairopedic Lift, the new high-low vertical lift adjustable bed, exclusively at Cardi's. I'm Christian Arcand on Boston's Home for Sports, 98.5 The Sports Hub, your next update in 30 minutes.
If you think Zolak is hard to contain on air...
Balls everywhere.
You should work in the same building with him.
Did Zol leave?
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Aretha Franklin has passed away at the age of 76. Died in her home in Detroit this morning at 9:50 a.m., so less than an hour ago. Associated Press got the statement from the family. It said, "In one of the darkest moments of our lives, we are not able to find the appropriate words to express the pain in our heart. We've lost the matriarch and rock of our family. The love she had for her children, grandchildren, nieces, nephews, and cousins knew no bounds." She's a queen of soul, is what she is, Adam Jones.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone you hear singing today is hoping that on their best day, they sound as good as Aretha did on her worst.
Turn up, Tom!
Well, not now. Now it's a sax solo.
I thought she was about to really kick in there.
Inappropriately timed on my part.
Yeah.
My apologies to the Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin.
It is a good solo, though.
As far as sax solos go, but it's not. Okay, here she comes.
There you go. Yep.
So I was just saying that there was a Lions game. I want to say in the last 2 years. It was the Thanksgiving game. Now it all makes sense.
Oh, prime time, big audience.
It'll be 2 years ago this past, this upcoming Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving hence. It'll be, it was Thanksgiving 2016. I don't know if you can turn me up, Tom. I already have it here. It would take the entire segment. We could play it underneath us. Aretha Franklin sat down on the field at Ford Field in Detroit for the Thanksgiving national anthem. She had a piano player and somebody on probably like a Hammond B3. So an organist and a piano player.
Okay.
The video That'll play for you.
The Hyundai Epic Summer Sales Event.
That's not it.
That's all right.
I'm going to skip this ad in 2 seconds.
Doesn't sound like Aretha.
Yeah. Here we go. This is going to be poor quality, isn't it?
Ladies and gentlemen, to honor America.
Just so you know, Jones, and we can turn this down for a second, Tom, the video is 5 minutes and 2 seconds long.
Okay, well, there must be like, you know, a couple minutes after and maybe a minute before.
Here we go. She's starting. When they do the Super Bowl over-unders on the national anthem,
yep.
2 minutes is generally
yeah,
what it is.
About that, yeah. 2:10,
okay.
Maybe.
So it's...
When
my
does it
apologies.
Start?
Aretha is on the piano right now.
Oh. Does this count for the time? Or is
no.
it when she starts singing? First
when she
note.
Starts singing. Bit. And you can hear the keyboard player
sure.
accompanying her.
Bit of a preamble. Oh, boy. We're 2 words in.
Can you see?
The Red Sox Yankees of national anthem night.
Now, granted, she's 74 years old, sitting playing the piano,
yep.
singing this.
Right.
You would think just for the sake of, I've done this so many times, let's get it over quickly.
Nope.
I'm going to stay for 4 minutes and sing this anthem. I loved it. I thought it was phenomenal. But I remember the people tweeting about it afterwards, and somebody said, a fake conversation between NFL and the Aretha Franklin, where the NFL said, Aretha, we'd like you to do the anthem on Thanksgiving. And Aretha said, I'm going to take him to church.
Huh.
NFL. Well, Aretha, we really don't do church. Turn it back up, Tom.
She's still going? Oh, yeah. She's still going. Who were the broadcasters that day, Hardy? You think they're like, we got to get the peepers peeled here. How long is she going to take? We got peepers peeled coming up before the big Thanksgiving game.
Oh, she just got the Ramparts, huh?
Yes.
Wow, not even.
The coaches are now doing the side-to-side pacing. Jim yeah. Caldwell, stoic.
Madden's only through one full turducken at this point.
Player's knees starting to get tired.
Yep. Yep. Malcolm Butler, if this were the Super Bowl, would have to cry for a second time.
Colin Kaepernick was kneeling and he just passed out.
Yep. Yep.
There's military at salute. Don't lock those knees.
Nope.
That's a rookie mistake.
Yeah, seriously. She's going to take some time here, guys. She's still going.
2 minutes left in the video.
Ugh.
Our flag was still there. We're at 3:05. The video lasts for 5:02.
I mean, it's good. It's good. She's great. Just maybe
she can do whatever she wants.
Just
you
maybe,
understand?
Just maybe a little long.
So rest in peace, Aretha Franklin. Dead at the age of 76. Jibs, we'll keep it underneath us here for a minute, Tom, as we continue our quarterback evaluations via Jalen Ramsey. Yes,
Judge. Jim Louth pointed this out. You see Shaughnessy going full Dan's Dates on Twitter. I mean, I don't know. I feel like maybe that's kind of now, it's kind of expanding. I feel like that's supposed to be reserved for this program. But
yeah, that's not really his and his alone to
yeah,
do
seriously.
With whatever he wants.
But he put on his soda jerk hat and he got behind the counter.
What are you doing? Aretha's still singing. How dare you?
Sorry. Sorry to the Queen of Soul. But his first tweet?
Yes.
You want this?
Yes.
Oh. My annual August 16th missive. Babe Ruth, 1948. Elvis Presley, 1977. Both died on this date. The Sultan and the King. Coincidence? I think not. Then he had to follow up with, oh. And now Aretha. Sadly, so the Queen of Soul and the King of Rock and Roll on August 16th. There it is.
There we go.
Mm-hmm.
Way to bring it home. Way to bring it. Wait.
Well, not quite.
Not,
does
wait
this
for
still
it?
Count? This counts?
Oh, this she's counts. Still, she's still singing.
Well.
Outstanding.
People who had the under were just, they walked off minutes ago, people who had the under on that bet.
So you heard how long the beginning of that video lasted with, you know, the introduction and stuff, like 30 seconds, 5 minutes, 3 seconds.
Mm.
So I'll give you a full minute. It was still over four for that anthem.
Yeah, it's, I mean, it was good.
Power move.
It was phenomenal. She could do whatever she wanted, Joe.
It's just, you know, maybe trim it down a little bit. That's
nope.
all.
Nope. Church.
Church.
We didn't even get to the quarterbacks. And we can't carry it over because we got to talk about the Shark. Well, you know what? Let's run through the rest of them quickly. Do you want to?
Sure.
All right. Kirk Cousins. This is Jalen Ramsey's quarterback evaluations given to Gentlemen's Quarterly, which does not come out once every 4 years, according
like
to Jones.
Like a presidential election.
Or, or even every 3 months. It's every month. They just still call it GQ. Jalen Ramsey evaluated every cornerback in the NFL. We left off with Kirk Cousins, where he said, he's good, a winner, hell of a competitor.
Yeah, I like Kirk Cousins. I would disagree. What's he won exactly?
Well, what's he won? Yeah, a competitor. I'll give him a competitor.
I like Cousins. If he described Cousins the way he described Tyrod Taylor, I would have agreed.
But the problem is, I have to disagree with this, and I'm a Kirk Cousins fan because he says Brady doesn't suck and Rodgers doesn't suck. That's the most you would give up to Tom Brady or Aaron Rodgers. You can't then call Kirk Cousins good, a winner, hell of a competitor. So I will disagree.
Yeah, I'll disagree.
Carr, good.
Yeah, disagree. A year ago, I would have agreed. Not now.
I don't think he's good anymore. I mean, I don't know. We'll see what happens this year, but I'd say no.
So you're right. He was more complimentary than I realized.
Eli, nothing without OBJ.
He did
win two Super Bowls exactly. without OBJ.
I disagree with that.
I disagree.
I'm not Eli's biggest fan, but that's shortchanging him.
Present-day Eli, though, like this season?
Yeah, present-day Eli stinks, but like,
yeah.
I don't know. He's nothing. Just to say he's nothing without Beckham when he won two Super Bowls. I don't know. Maybe nothing without David Tyree or something like that.
Right. I don't want to rush through the rest of these, so we'll hold off. We'll hold off on Russell Wilson and Ben Roethlisberger, which are pretty good. Mm. So we'll continue with that, but we got to tell you what happened down Truro. If you're not familiar, there was a shark attack yesterday. Did Scott Zolak's prediction come true? We'll discuss it next.
What's going on?
Zolak and Bertrand continues.
Hey!
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
My name is Tim Collins. I'm the fire chief here at the Truro Fire Department. We received a call for an injured swimmer at one of our beaches. Upon arrival, we ascertained that the injuries were severe enough that they needed to be transported to a Boston area hospital for further evaluation and treatment of those injuries.
And do you think it's a shark attack?
I couldn't say at this time. That's way too early. I'm sure after the patient is evaluated at Boston, they may have a better idea, but I don't want to confirm or deny any of that without, I don't have the information at hand to make that decision.
Were they conscious, alert, and talking?
They were conscious and talking. So we're hoping for the best. They're going to a great hospital, and hopefully by the time that we clear out of here, they'll be that individual will be being evaluated.
Well, I love. What is it, Tom? What? I'm already talking on the radio. No, tell me now. Put your microphone up and tell everybody. What is it, Tom? Come on, T-Bone.
Dom.
All right, I guess he's not going to tell me. Wow. Well, I'd love to say I told you so.
All right.
And I did tell. Yes, Jim.
So, Tom was going to tell you, because I told him to tell you. Tufts Medical Center just released a statement saying that the man is in serious condition.
Oh, God.
He was just going to tell you that off the air.
Oh, all right.
You jumping the gun with your microphone once again.
No, I wasn't jumping the gun. We're doing a radio show here at T-Bone. You turn me on. I do what I'm told.
Tom.
As I predicted, and you know how some people say I don't like told you? I love saying I told you so, and I told you so. Scott Zolak joining us now on 98.5 The Sports Zone.
You're not working on the Eagles 3-4 deep?
Nope, eating bananas. Get ready for the game.
Very crunchy banana. Is it a frozen banana?
I had a watermelon before.
Okay.
I called it.
Well, did you call it? Now, going back to your original prediction, Scott, you did say that there would be a shark attack on Cape Cod or the islands this summer, but then you specified and said it would be a Massachusetts resident. A cocky North Shore resident on vacation in a
Celtics fan.
A Celtics fan, week's rental down the Cape. Apparently, the man who is in serious condition is actually a resident of the state of New York.
Yeah, so there's no chance that some local townie hit the jackpot. Mom got him into school, and he became a doctor and moved out of state.
Well, we don't have any
roots.
Well, I mean, it's a 61-year-old man, I believe. It is not the cocky 25 to 37-year-old you originally stated in your prediction.
I mean, he's still pretty cocky standing 3 foot of water in Truro. Let's go stand in 3 feet of water. Where would you like to go stand in? Oh, what something like called Truro.
I don't think there's anything cocky about that.
Pretty cocky.
If he were out, trying to hang onto the back of a seal and swim along with that, I would call that cocky.
Squeezing a little blood in the water or something like that. Paper cut and then squeeze a little blood. That would be cocky. Standing in the water doesn't seem that cocky. Unless he was yelling at the shark. Hey, shark! Kind of daring him. That would be a little cocky.
What are your other thoughts once you heard the initial report?
I was ecstatic once I heard it.
Ecstatic?
And then I saw that Metplay was attached to it, so immediately my joy, my cheer obviously decreased immensely. I took every tweet down associated with that because I want this gentleman to come out of this good. Never wish for a tech. Oh, we've always talked about this. We want a little nibble. A little nibble on a leg. That's what we've wished for.
Who wishes for the nibble on the leg?
I'm on the phone, Brody. What's that? Okay, hold on. Go ahead, keep talking.
Does he want water? The kid can't get his own water?
He wants water. He can't come get himself.
Why not?
It's all the way down 3 sets of stairs.
Okay.
All right, I got it.
We have conflicting reports as to the attack being to the leg and torso. Christian Arkan had a source tell him that he was bitten in the ass.
Bitten in the ass. That's what I heard. His shark sources.
What are your sources telling you, Scott Zolak?
I wouldn't really go for the ass, because if you get bit in the leg, they tend to release right away because they can tell it's not a seal. But maybe the ass was so thick that maybe had seal-like qualities about it. Maybe this is why this is one of your more imperative attacks.
State Marine Fisheries Senior Biologist Greg Scomel.
Hey, what's this clown got to say? What do you want to do? You just wish the person could have held on so we could tag the shark?
Greg Scomel will try to confirm Thursday, that is today, if the man's wounds are consistent with a bite from a great white.
Oh, wow. Would he watch the movie Jaws before? Would he watch Hooper break out the old line there?
I don't know. I think he's just going to try and maybe examine the gentleman whose name is, William Litton, 61 years old from Scarsdale, New York. So maybe he will get a chance to examine the wounds and determine what kind of shark was involved here.
Maybe you'd have Keith Lockhart and the Pops falling down there, and they could play some tunes and have them feel better.
For Christian, I don't know if Adam's familiar with this. Zoe's really...
an issue with Keith Lockhart?
Keith Lockhart and Greg Scomel, the shark expert.
Why? What? Is there a common theme with the two of them? Is there a tie-in between the two?
About that? One time out of 10 years, I go over to Nantucket, and of course, they're playing Nantucket, the Pops were last weekend. So Jetty's Beach and all that area around it had to be closed because there's so many people that flock to see Keith Lockhart and want a piece of him.
He has an irrational dislike of both Keith Lockhart and Greg Scomel.
Okay.
And
hey, Jones, try it sometime. Stand in front of people who play music, hold a stick up, and just move it around.
Okay.
And become a genius.
There's more to it than that. All right, Scott. Well, I'm glad you called. Was there anything else you wanted to weigh in on?
Well, you got your peepers peeled.
Man, to... hopefully, pull through this, and everybody's thinking of him.
Okay, thank you. Scott Zolak, right. We'll be looking at you on the TV set tonight. And he hung up. Okay.
I'm on the phone, Brody.
I think Zoe stole his bowl of fruit. That's what I think happened. I think we have audio evidence that Zoe was eating his kid's banana and watermelon. And he's like, Dad, can I have my food, please?
It didn't sound like there's a tremendous amount of game prep going on.
No. You don't think so?
Well, the potassium from the banana.
The man's so busy, he couldn't do the radio show today. I think he's doing his prep, I'd imagine.
You don't want to cramp up in the middle of the broadcast.
No.
He said he was eating a banana.
Hey,
so
Marty,
that's
we
good.
Can confirm this guy has not lived in the North Shore, though. Madison, Wisconsin, Brooklyn, New York, Palatine, Illinois.
Would you do a white pages search? Did you spend $35? Do you have his cell phone number also?
He's a professor at SUNY Downstate Medical Center.
What are we on? Ancestry.com? What are we doing?
My life. 61. There's one guy, 61, from Scarsdale, New York, with that name.
The family has requested privacy during this time, Jim. Maybe you can just back off a little bit, okay?
Makes over $250K. Net worth greater than $500,000.
Damn. Wow. He's closing in on Zoe.
He's got about 8.5 to go, according to one website.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So we will monitor this situation. I can tell you right now, this was no boating accident.
Nope.
And what...
Maybe we need more info, but I don't know how cocky he was.
And it wasn't a barracuda, and it wasn't Jack the Ripper.
Nope.
It was a shark.
Mm-hmm.
Headlines with Christian Arcan. And then I ask you, what you got your peepers peeled for tonight, Jones? We answer that question next.
I'm on the phone, Brody.